IT. This is ABQ Connect. There is still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Hey, in our second half of the hour, we intend to have the folks from Steelbridge on with us. And actually, our engineer will get with one of our other engineers and make sure we get them in the studio. Looking forward to having them be a part of the show in the second half. And in studio with us now for the first half of the show, Jody Hendricks is here from the New Mexico Family Action Movement, nmfam.org. Now, listen, if you've already been to the site and you've asked for the newsletter, you've already seen these, or they've ended up in your email. However, what a great resource that's available if you go to the homepage, and then from the homepage, just scroll down a little bit, and you will see Voting Our Biblical Values. Click on that, and here you go. It's a three-part series, Jody. Let's walk through what you guys have prepared for our listeners.
Yeah, well, so one of the things that we do at New Mexico FAM, we focus on three different areas, and that is life, family, and religious freedom. We believe that when it comes to voting, our biblical values can really be summed up in those three areas. And so what we've done with this series, Voting Our Biblical Values, is we have broken down each one of those categories to help you understand, first of all, where does this come from in Scripture? Why do we fight for it so firmly? And it's because of what we learn in Scripture about each category. And then we consider, what does it look like then to take that category, that topic that we've learned about, that we've delved into in Scripture, we've recognized the importance of it. Now, how do we vote for that? Because it's not like, you know, there's a box on your ballot that says life. There's not a box on your ballot that says family. I wish there was. It would be make it a whole lot more simpler, right? But we have to consider these things when we're going to cast our vote. Because first of all, a lot of times we already know there are going to be candidates on the ballot that you don't like. There are going to be no good options. You're going to feel that there are no good options. And so you think, well, how can I vote for this person or that person when I don't like them? I don't like their personality. I don't like the way they look. I don't like the way they talk. I mean, you name it. We can come up with all kinds of reasons as to why we don't like a candidate.
And the truth is, most of us, now I'm in my 50s, and I think my first, I have to do the math. I was ready to vote by 84 in the national election. I'm sure there was plenty of candidates I probably voted for that I wouldn't go hang out with them.
Right.
You know, not interested.
Exactly.
But that's, you know, or other, you know, the same thing happened a few years back when, you know, people were saying, well, you know, they go to this church or they go to that church, which matters. It does matter as far as their values. However, if their values line up with me, you know, with mine, I wasn't out in that situation to elect a chief theologian.
Right.
I was out to elect a chief executive officer for the United States of America.
That's right.
Anyway, that's me. I'm not saying that's what you should do. You're welcome to chime in and tell me I've got it wrong, but that was my thought. And I've compared not only the presidential candidates, but, you know, I used a voter guide that I found on klyt.fm and at nmfam.org. When you really weigh it out, you know, who's gonna line up most with the things that matter to you? So yes. I interrupted. Back to you.
Well, I think one of the important things is, like you said, you know, I'm not voting for a chief theologian. I'm not voting for someone that I think can lead me spiritually. Hopefully you are in a church body with a shepherd that can lead you, your family, your own walk with the Lord. You need to be drawing close to him. Our president, that is not his role.
Yeah.
However, we have to consider, out of the candidates, and this is not just for presidency, this is for any office, we have to look at the candidates and say, even if they don't go as far as I do in some of these issues. For instance, you know, maybe they don't feel as strongly as I feel on life, family, or religious freedom. I still have to consider, but are you going to tip the scales in favor of protecting my values, or are you going to tip the scales away from that?
Right. You know, and not only in voting, I think it's important as we consume information, especially in the election cycle. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of places that are delivering information to us. And so, hindsight somewhat, if I'm being honest, I didn't pray for this, but I did see it in action. Pray for your discernment.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for not being able to be gaslit about things.
That's right.
I'm not talking about once, I'm talking about in general.
Yes.
Okay. I'll give you an example. I was listening to radio today. Believe it or not, I flip around and I listen to KLYT plenty. But I was listening to someone on the radio who was talking about a talking head that somewhere, you know, they were actually talking about another news reporter. And they were saying that, you know, they got to the point where they're like, that's demonic. And I'm not saying it's not, but they were calling that person, you know, they said, this is like the devil. And you know, in my head, I'm like, come on, man, you know, they may be wrong. and they, you know what, I'm not saying they weren't, what he was saying. But that's pretty, you know.
You hear speech like that, and it's hard not to kind of succumb to that thinking and get this mentality of something that...
You can disqualify yourself from people listening to anything else you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as we're having these conversations, you know what? Here's where my thought started, actually, before I opened my mouth. Let's be representatives. Let's be Christ-like representatives when it comes to these conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to social media, read Ephesians 4:29 before you make a reply.
Ah, that's a good idea.
Okay. I interrupted you again.
No, that's all right. What you're going to find when you go to our website and you click on that Voting Our Biblical Values tab is a breakdown. For instance, in our life, voting for life, we break down the different things that Scripture says about life that shows us the importance of it, the fact that our Creator is the only one who gives life and takes it away. We've look at the importance of protecting life. All of these are found in Scripture.
Let me read these headings quick, and we'll try to do it on the other ones too, so people will go there and share these with friends you're having conversations with. Created in God's image, life as a gift, the call to protect life in Christ, compassion for others. Okay, voting for life. That's all found just in the life section of the value, or the Voting Our Biblical Values 3-part series. So, 3 weeks ago, you came out with the value of life, and then the value of family.
Yes.
And, through this, you probably have something you'd like to say about that, but I'd like to go through these headings to draw people there because they're well worth going to check out.
Yeah. So when we talk about family, it's important to recognize the kinds of things that are encompassed in that category. So families, the opportunity to thrive within your family unit, the opportunity to pass down your values to your children and to be able to have a say in what your children are being taught. So we look at education when we're considering family. We look at, you know, government dependence, quite honestly. The more dependent we become sometimes on the government, the less we're able to thrive within our family units. And so we look at even things like that. How do we protect the family unit, the parent-child relationship, parents' rights, education? How do we protect all of that? And why? Why is it so important? And that is what our Voting Our Biblical Values, the value of family, will show you. So if you want to tell them what those headings are, that'll give them an idea.
Yeah. So under the family heading, you'll find divine design of family. A second is teaching and guidance. There's also family as a reflection of God's love and intergenerational connections. And listen, these all come with scripture reference.
Yes.
So spend some time in the Word as you consider getting out to vote by using this guide. And then, like we said, it was a three-part series, Voting Our Biblical Values. The final is The Value of Religious Freedom. And I'll throw it back to you.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, as believers in Christ, we hope and we pray for everyone to share the same beliefs as we do, right? We have a heart for people to come to know the Lord, but they cannot be beaten over the head with it. They cannot be forced into it. The Lord gave us the opportunity of choosing Him. And so religious freedom really falls in line with what God laid out for us to begin with, that opportunity to choose and then therefore practice freely. So our religious freedom is vital to allowing the background, the foundation for people to choose Christ and then be able to worship freely and talk about Him freely and operate based on their beliefs under the protection of religious freedom.
Okay, so under the final heading, Voting for Religious Freedom, you'll find these covered and with scripture: God's desire for choice, the importance of conscience, Jesus and religious freedom, the early church's example, and a call to action. And then more on voting for religious freedom. And now listen, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Jody Hendricks from the New Mexico Family Action Movement. And what we've just been going to is their website at nmfam.org. And right there on their homepage, you'll find where they put the heading for, just scroll down a little bit. It's just below the top, Voting Biblical Values, and click on that. And you'll be able to walk through each of those three newsletters that were sent out over the last 3 weeks. And if you're sitting there thinking, man, that would have been nice to have 3 weeks ago. Well, one of two things. You've already signed up for it and it's going to your junk for some reason, or you need to get on the website at nmfam.org and sign up for that weekly newsletter. Pretty much out of time, Jody, but I do want to look forward. Anything else on the horizon we should kind of be on the lookout for?
We do have some exciting things coming for New Mexico FAM. So I'll give you a teaser. Just yep. That
we'll talk about it maybe next month.
Yes, there's some changes coming for us that we're excited. We're moving forward. The Lord is blessing, and we're really looking forward to expanding, hopefully, our impact across the state of New Mexico.
Looking forward to hearing more about it. Jody Hendricks from the New Mexico Family Action Movement. Jody, thanks for your time.
Of course. Thanks again for letting me come on and talk about these important things.
All right. An update from Steel Ridge, God willing, on the way after this on ABQ Connect.